This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. The theme this week, making the most out of a natural landscape resource this fall. Here's more from the K-State Radio Network's Jeff Wickman and his guest. Jeff?
Johnson County Extension horticulture agent Dennis Patton says that fallen leaves are not toxic to the grass. However, he says once leaves are composted or break down naturally, they are an excellent source of organic matter for soil.
You know, when you think about leaves, most people think about them being trash. But actually, if you really kind of look at them as being a treasure, it gives you a whole another way to think about them. But you're right. On the lawn themselves, if they pile up over winter, they're going to suffocate out the lawn. They're going to exclude the sunlight, and you're going to have thin, dead areas come spring. So one way or another, you need to get those leaves up off the grass itself so you'll have a healthy lawn come next spring.
So what are some of the options then?
Well, you know, the traditional way to do that is get out the leaf rake and do a lot of hand work. But I actually like mulch mowing. So what happens is after you get just a thin layer of leaves on the lawn, not 6-8 inches, but just a thin layer, just a light covering, is take the bagger off your mower and mow over the leaves. And then the mower will chop and shred those leaves, and then they'll filter back to the soil surface. And research out of other institutions, extension like Michigan State, has found that you can probably mulch mow safely up to 6 to 8 inches of leaves back into the turf. Now that's multiple mowings, not one mowing. Then that just chops, shreds the leaves, and then they naturally break down compost at the soil level and release a little bit of nutrient organic matter back to the soil itself. What I kind of tell people is once you stop seeing grass, it's probably time to get the mower out. And then you know you're safely mulch mowing when you kind of turn around, look behind you, and what you see is a majority of grass and a few little pieces of leaves here and there. If you look behind you, you see mostly leaves, then you probably waited too long between those mulch mowings. Let's say you let too many leaves fall and you can't use the mulch mowing. So what I do the first time is I'll take the bagger off the mower and I'll just kind of mow helter-skelter through the lawn and let the mower chop. Then the second time I'll go through, I'll put the bagger back on and then pick up the leaves. Because if you have the bagger on the first time on most mowers, it doesn't chop the leaves. It just sucks them in whole and you end up with this bulk. So if you let the mower chop them the first time and some filter through, then put that bagging attachment back on, go through the second time, you'll probably cut the amount of volume you have in half, maybe even 3/4. Then you have just little thin shards of leaves, which are a lot easier to use in the compost pile, use as a mulch around your landscape plants. I like to hold them till next year and then use them to mulch my vegetable garden. So I kind of put them in my compost pile, but I'm not really thinking about making compost out of them. Other options you can do with those leaves is if you've got some shrub areas, you know, under trees, shrubs around where you normally put wood mulch down, you can use leaf mulch as that. Or you can just hold them. Like I said earlier, I kind of like to put my leaves in my compost bin. And if I make compost over the winter, I do. If I don't, I don't. And then I mulch around my tomato plants, my pepper plants, my vegetable gardens next year. Or you can also work them in as a soil amendment as the whole and let them compost in ground over winter. And usually you can probably compost in the ground 3 to 4 inches of shredded leaves. And that's about the same layer you'd use as a mulch layer, whether it's around the tree shrubs or your vegetable garden, probably around 3 to 4 inches of leaves. So really that mass of leaves, once you chip and shred them, doesn't go as far as you would really think they would. Now, if you've got that really heavily tree neighborhood, big old oak trees or sycamore trees with a lot of large leaves, you know, that's going to go a lot farther than those little fine leaves coming off an elm, a honey locust tree, or something like that. Not all leaves are created equal, kind of like a lot of things. Some are coarse, some break down, some shred, some compact more. It just kind of depends on the tree they're coming from. The nice thing about using the leaves in the vegetable garden is they're all organic. So by the end of the season, they're pretty much broken down into organic matter naturally. They can be turned over and that next year's layer of leaves can be added. It's just kind of a continual renewal process. I don't like to put anything in a vegetable garden that's going to be woody, that's going to last more than a season, because once that gets into the soil, it can start tying up the nitrogen and give us some problems with growth the following year. That's why those leaves are ideal, I think, in a vegetable garden. They look pretty nice too.
On utilizing those fallen leaves for practical landscaping and gardening purposes, that's Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent Dennis Patton talking with Jeff Wickman. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.